Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, 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 horny. It is Champagne Sunday all day today. You know what I'm singing. I am broadcasting live in the Windy City. It's mostly cloudy. It's 83 degrees, horny. Let me tell you, this is the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson. It is July 24th, 2022, 3:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. The hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan, 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 Karan Patati. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavored Gumba Rums. One is natural vanilla. That is Gumba Gold, and one is with natural coconut Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Let me tell you, Steve is still hee-hawing and having a blast every single weekend. I'm telling you, I'm working by the sweat of my brow every day, pushing and pushing and pushing. But do you think he comes by the Wendy's Saturday to give me a drink? No, Milo, he don't give me no drink. Gizmo, he don't give me no drink. I don't know what's the matter with him. I really don't. Now, listen, you know, my fur babies is here with me on today, Milo and Gizmo. Listen, they got their jobs to do because I have to have a sip of Gumba Rum at least sometime throughout the day. You know, Milo knows how to stir it up for me. Now, Gizmo, I'm going to teach you how to do something. Gizmo, Gizmo, put the ice in my glass, baby. You know what I'm saying. Put the ice on in my glass. Help him out, Milo. See, listen, Milo got to train Gizmo on how to run the bar station. Listen, there is a bar station. This is an engineer booth, and it's also a bar station. You know what I'm saying. We got to have all our drinks lined up. So Milo and Gizmo, they set it up for me. Milo sets up the rum and the Tanqueray and the Bacardi. Now, Gizmo, your job today, you're going to set up the ice and everything. You're going to set up all the fruit things that goes in my drink. All right, now listen, y'all. Listen, listen, listen. Got a special show for y'all today. I got somebody named Toffee Bean. Maybe I'll put some Toffee Bean in my drink and stir it up in there, too. How about that? You know, toffee comes in all different flavors, too. You know what I'm saying. Now, listen, while y'all listening to the music, I want y'all going over to Facebook. Woo, Lord, today. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. You know, give the show a review and tell me what you think about the show over on Facebook, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen. Listen here, y'all. This is a special show for Toffee Bean. Toffee beans come in different flavors. Jelly beans come in different flavors. I'm still working on this idea of getting different flavors of Gumba Rum. You know what I'm saying. But listen, I got some real great music from Toffee Bean. I like that name. I really do. I like the name Toffee Bean. It's almost like you can put the name on the hat or something. That's a lot of merchandising right there. That's a lot of merchandise. Y'all know something. Before I play the music, let me tell y'all something. Oh, Lord, today. Listen, 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 my independent artists. Y'all know I keep on talking about multiple streams of income. And there's a reason why I keep talking about that, because we cannot lean on and depend on the different revenues. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, listen. I saw on Facebook, and it just really confirms to me, it really confirms to me that, you know, a lot of things is not the way it used to be. A young lady that I went to high school with, young lady that I went to high school with, and she has her job and everything. And I'm so locked into 401ks and retirement. you know. And so you're thinking that that's going to always be there for when you retire. It's something that's set in motion, that's solid, that's rock, you know, written in stone. But listen, I had a wake-up call when I saw her post, this young lady. Now, she's been working at her job, I don't know how many years she had, over $100,000 saved up. It was like $155,000 that she had saved up in her retirement. It was more than that. It was more than $150,000 because she had posted. I wouldn't put this on Facebook and let people know what happened, but she did. She did. She did. She did. And I know the lady myself, and so I know it's not something that she just made up and put out there. She had lost. Now, she had saved money. It was in her 401k. I don't know what happened, but she said her and her husband lost $150,000 within the last 6 months from their 401k, their retirement. Now, the only way I could figure that happened is the stocks that she picked out went down. That's the only thing I could figure out. I'm like, well, how did you lose money in your 401k? But I'm just like, she invested, it must invest in something that didn't, I don't know how hers is set up. But, you know, I always think that when you're putting your money in your 401k, I'm thinking that's safe money, that's safe retirement money. That's what I'm thinking, you know, but it depends on where you're putting your money, you know, because oh, Lord, this ain't a show that's talking about retirement, but I got to say this. So the reason why I'm saying this is, in 401ks, of course, you got different stocks. You can put it in 2020, target accounts, or whatever. Some stocks, of course, have higher risk. Maybe she invested in something that was a higher risk, and it went down, and it just dropped out, and she lost over $150,000. And some stocks is a little bit more safer. You know, it's not as risky. I'm thinking that's what happened. But anyway, the reason why I'm saying all of this is to come around and say this to my independent artists. Set up independent artists, set up different multi-streams of income for yourself with your music. You know, I say that every single day, it's got to be something to that, because you know what? The way things are going today, you don't know if the banking system, if something's going to happen with the banking system. You really don't know the way things are going. They keep talking about shrinkflation, which means that you're paying more money and getting less for your money. You're getting less for your money. So you got to have something set aside for yourself. You got to have your egg nest. You got to have that, and you got to have something else. So listen, Toxic Thing. Good Lord, today that was a long lesson. I'm going to play this song. So listen, every time I hear artists' stage name, I always attach it to a lot of different things, and I put out a lot of different ideas because you never know when something's going to hit your ear, and you say, that could be a great idea. And something that would be a great seller. So with Toxic Dean, to me, Toxic Dean is a great stage name that you can put on, you know, everybody does the hats and things like that. You can put it on pillows. People love throw pillows. Why not put Toxic Dean with beans on a throw pillow? Something different. People love something different, and they will buy it. They will buy it. They will buy it. I went in the store today, and I saw on it a hat. It said, sip on this, and I loved it, and the color was nice. I would have bought it, but you know what I'm saying? But listen, because I would have bought it because it was different. It was colorful, and I loved it. Sip on this. You don't see that too often on hats. So Toxic Dean, you can put that on throw pillows, put it on your sofa, put it on the bed. You can do a lot of things with the name Toxic Dean. Why not? And you can put some type of mat, put it on a mat on your coffee table. Toxic Dean, why not? Why not? It's your signature. Your stage name is your signature. So you got to put your signature on a lot of different products. And what, you know what? That's your ring. That's your stream of income. That's another stream of revenue, generating revenue. I'm the revenue queen. Listen, I don't mind telling anybody I'm the revenue queen. So listen, I said that to just put out different ideas where you can create another stream of income besides your music. And you know why it's a great thing to do that? Because it takes time to make money with music. You know, if your music is not attached to movie, films, and commercials, it takes time. Getting those streams and those royalty checks, it takes time, my honeys. And listen, the only reason I keep talking about it is because I know it and experience it for myself. Sometimes you're only getting paid 2 and 3 cents on your royalties when it comes through YouTube, when it comes to Spotify, unless you have a gazillion streams, and everybody's working hard to get those streams. So listen, I'm telling you. So listen, I'm going to play the song, and then I'm going to come back and give you some more information. This is Toxic Dean. Yeah, the name of this song is We Won't Die. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're going to enjoy it. It is a great song. It is phenomenal. You're going to love it. All right, here we go. We're going to get this going. And while the music is playing, once again, the show is live. It's not a pre-recorded show. Everything is live. I'm really talking to you right now. You hear my voice? I'm talking to you right now, honey. Nothing is pre-recorded. It is live, 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 always live. And also, follow the show on Spotify and Amazon. You'll get notifications right away, and you won't miss out on anything. I am telling you what's the stone cold truth. Listen, this is Toppy Bean. Gonna get this music going for you. It is We Won't Die.
Yeah. Our dreams be the best things to slice bread. Too much to jelly in this bread.
Okay.
Psychological presence of deities in my head. Call them out if they come in with that disrespect. We don't play that shit here. Probably choke up your neck with water. Water's so good, it's hard to swallow.
Right.
A style so complex, yet it's easy to follow. I got my cologne spray, shoes laced, hair straight. Stepping out one time. Man, sorry for the way, but here I am. Huzzah, huzzah. Norman Brown in the back, tuning up a guitar. We got our legends in the building, recognition. For life, we put our souls in the music, so we won't die.
All I was saying was Ice Cube, because y'all know Ice Cube is legendary with his music. You know, Ice Cube is, I love me some Ice Cube, and it just kind of popped up. you know, in my spirit, I was listening to that song. Ice Cube is legendary for his music. He's legendary for his movie-making abilities. Let me say this, too. You know what? We are the producers and directors of our own life. And so when I speak out great things and when I speak out positive things, it is to put it out in the atmosphere because things form when you speak over people's life. You know what I mean? You got to do that. You got to do that. You got to have love for the people. And when you hear music like that, you got to speak greatness. That's great. See, listen, that music was born out of greatness. That's a great song. It's a phenomenal song. And to me, it's Ice Cube bad. It's Ice Cube flavor. Like Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? Listen, it is what it is. That song is bad. There is no reason why that song will not go all the way to the top because it is cold. It's cold. It reminds me of Cooling Game, Summer Madness, with that real chill flow to it. Reminds me of Ice Cube because, you know, when Ice Cube do his thing, he does it great, right? So, listen, we want that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I got to get on up out here. But before I do that, we're going to hear a little bit more of We Want That.
Our dreams be the best things to slice bread. Two pots of jelly and then bread. Psychological presence of deities in my head. Call them out if they come in with that disrespect. We don't play that shit here. Probably choke up your neck with water. Bar is so good, it's hard to swallow. A style so complex, yet it's easy to follow. I got my cologne spray, shoes laced, hair straight. Stepping out one time, man, sorry for the way. But here I am, huzzah, huzzah. Norman Brown in the back, tuning up with guitar. We got our legends. Building recognition for life. We put our souls in the music, so we won't die.
Getting your music played in a roller ring so people can skate to it, but that would be awesome. That would be phenomenal. Not sure how that would work as far as royalties, anything like that, but it would be great to get it played at a skating rink. People would be jamming and getting down to that song and skating. Oh, yeah, they'd be so into the vibe. Woo, yes, on it. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. A really, really nice, chill Sunday afternoon. Got to get them up out here. Milo, go on. Milo, now y'all get ready. Milo and Gizmo, go ahead. Get my drinks together. Get my drinks. Now, y'all know I ain't up in here drinking, but I'm just entertaining. So y'all go ahead. Go on, Milo. Get it together. Put your paw up on the straw and get it together. And Gizmo, go on. Put the ice on in my glass. There you go, my fur babies. Get it all together now. So when I get off work here, I'm going to be going. It's going to be going down like that. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.